Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. The man is truly glad that you are with me right now so we can get down to business. Let me say this first of all, though, at the very beginning, I want to apologize to you. I had planned to bring to you a conversation that I had with Darlene Lancer about self-esteem. And my mistake, I didn't get that in as I should have. My fault, my apologies. So, and I'm telling you, this is a great conversation she had. Great principles dealing with self-esteem, how our self-esteem can take a hit and how we can still build up our self-esteem. So I definitely want you to hear it. I do. And so I pre-recorded it. And so I plan to bring that conversation to you Monday, November 5th. And so we'll start the week off on that positive note. And again, my apologies for having neglected to get that in so that it would be ready for you today as planned. Many apologies and thank you so much for your patience. Putting up with the man who sometimes makes a mistake here and a mistake there. I guess that's part of being human, huh? Part of being human. But we live on and we keep moving. Thank you so much. Thank you again for being a part of the Speaking With community. Those of you who are visitors, we appreciate you listening for the first time. Truly appreciate that. Hope that this is going to be something that you'll find productive enough, something that will be interesting enough that you'll come back and visit again and maybe become a member of the Speaking With community. Well, normally, if we don't have a guest, we will be looking into the future, as many of you know. I'm so fortunate to have some themes that I developed for the program. A number of things. We have, of course, business matters and education matters. We have motivational moments. We have spiritual perspectives. And I guess these are kind of self-explanatory. You know, business matters, of course, we focus on business. Educational matters in one way or another, whether it has to do with educational policy or whatever. Of course, we focus on education. Spiritual perspectives, we take a look at a subject, a topic, from a biblical perspective. It may be something that's coming straight out of the Bible, or it may be something that we're looking at that may not come straight out of the Bible. When I say come straight out of the Bible, I mean we're taking a look at some scriptures that address whatever that topic is. But we're bringing it straight from Scripture. The Scripture is the focus. Whereas at other times, we may talk about a general subject like suffering, which is something that we're looking into now. But we're going to look at it from a biblical perspective. There are times when we definitely look at matters from a biblical and a secular perspective. But with spiritual perspectives, we're zeroing in on what the Scriptures have to say about the matter. We also have our Thursdays into the future thing, where normally we take a look at some plans that people have for us that should be coming down the pipe, or they're at least thinking about having it come down the pipe. We have Power Fridays. We're on Fridays. The focus is sharing information that is all about empowerment. It could come from any number of angles, but all about empowerment. And so those are the themes, and you can tell by the title of those themes, the sound of them, they really are different themes. And so I don't go about the business of coming up with different names, different theme names, but we're really talking about the same thing that we talk about all week long. We're handling things the exact same way we always do all through the week. No, these themes are what the theme names imply. And so we do have those themes. And something else that I'm thinking about getting back to, something that I had done in the past and really enjoyed it, haven't done it in a while, and that is dealing with the songs, where we would have a certain theme with regards to our songs. For example, we might have three or four songs that week that all focus on the rain. Or we might have three or four songs throughout that week that feature the same artist. And on Friday, I would play some portions of each one of those songs that had been featured earlier in the week and ask you to name the artist or the song or both. Been a long time since I've done that. I got to get back to that. Another thing we have is Newsarite. And for those of you who are just listening in for the first time, this is the way the program works. Normally, when I'm broadcasting, I will cover maybe one or two subjects over the course of the hour. That's one of the things I like about this being a radio talk program. We get the opportunity to really take our time and delve into these various topics that we discuss. With Newsarite, I normally take anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes, usually closer to 60 minutes, and we might take a look at five or six or seven topics. And basically, when we do that, we don't try to go in depth with any of those topics. We take a look at what's happening around the world, and we just take a look at it. We have very little to no discussion about it. We just want to bring us up to speed on some things that are happening. And so I make it a point to cover different parts of the world. So we take a look at what may be happening in the African part of the world, the Hispanic part of the world, European part of the world, Asian part of the world, etc. And I may not try to hit all those different regions of the world in the same Newsarite episode, but we normally take off on our jet and fly over the world, fly around the world and get you back home. Very often, we have some good food on the jet. We're cruising with some good food. And so a lot of it coming from, as you know, used to be Veronica, my high school classmate. Lately, we had been having Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies, using her recipes, hog jaws and chitlins and grits, the good stuff, seasoned with possum gravy and all that kind of stuff, the good stuff that Granny used to make on the Beverly Hillbillies. So we take good care of you, try to have you home, you know, before 2 o'clock, so that you can be back and finish with the rest of your day, get back with your family at a good hour and all of that. So those are some of the themes that we have on the program. So, give you an idea of what's up. And so we've been doing Newsarite, just not as often as we used to, but with the songs, it has been months since I've done that. So we got to get back to that. And I will. All right. Now, let me share with you a little bit now and a little bit more later about early voting. Oh, by the way, since I had not prepared an Into the Future discussion for today, since I had planned instead to have that discussion with Darlene Lancer about self-esteem. We'll take a look at something else that's very, very important, voting, and then we'll talk some more. I'll actually resume a discussion that I began a while back on women in leadership. And as many of you know, I like the idea of both genders and people of all ethnicities doing well, including in business. And so, we're going to focus on today women in leadership. All right. And we'll bring that to you courtesy of Pew Research, who has done quite a bit of research on that, let you know what they found out. In the meantime, though, let's start with the voting. Have you been out to vote early? I'll be honest with you. If I'm not mistaken, this year is the first year that I have voted early. I've always gotten a kick out of voting on that Tuesday, election day. But I decided that this time I would go ahead and vote early. You know, a lot of people have been sharing with us the benefits of it. For example, you know, you may have an increased chance of having your vote counted and counted properly. and on time. So I really, for those reasons, those benefits, I decided to go ahead and, well, do what I normally don't do. Rather, you know, voting early. And so if you're living in Columbia County, you can go to one of the government buildings. It's and you will go to building G3 to vote early. You can do that up until November 2nd, which is tomorrow, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through this Friday, November 2nd. Building G3, I don't know how many of you remember this, but I think it's a red brick building. It's the building where Rhodes Murphy Financial Services used to be several years ago. And so if you're on Washington Road, if you're coming from Bobby Jones Expressway, traveling down Washington Road, you would pass Ronald Reagan Drive and turn onto the road, make a right turn onto the road that would take you to the Evans Post Office. The post office would be to your right, and almost right across from it, you'd see that red brick building that is the now part of the government complex. And so you'd make that left turn into that office complex, and that's the building you'd go into in order to vote early. And again, through Friday, November 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Remember that in Aiken County, there is no early voting. There's only absentee voting. And you must have a reason if you're 65 or older, or if you have a disability, if you are in the armed forces, you're serving in some branch of the Coast Guard or National Guard, something like that. And not only are you living outside of the county, but your family is living outside of that county with you, then you can vote absentee. And so you can check that out on Aiken County's website to get more reasons as to why they might allow you to vote absentee. It's almost over. You can vote at the, and you can pick up those ballots at the Government Center located at 1930 University Parkway, Suite 1200 in Aiken County, and you do need to bring photo ID or other acceptable ID. I'll let you know some more about what we have going on regarding early voting. And do remember, if for whatever the reason you're not able to vote on tomorrow, you're not able to vote early, you don't vote absentee, Tuesday, November 6th is the day. That is election day. And we want those of you who live in Richmond County to remember that if you have some extenuating needs, and I'll share with you again what kinds of needs they're looking at, transit assistance may be available for you. Primarily, you have to be qualified to receive paratransit assistance. And if you are able to receive paratransit assistance, you can receive transit assistance to and from your voting polls. More on voting a little later today. And as I mentioned, we will also be taking a look into women in leadership today.